Chicago and Milwaukee in particular have been places where you've hit really well. I mean, are there things about those parks, about those places that you find comfortable? You're excited to hit there more, maybe? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, all the parks in this division are great. They're fun. I don't really know why some of that stuff happens. And, you know, I guess I hope it continues. I wasn't really aware of doing good or bad at any of those stadiums, but I guess we'll just see what happens. They're all great places to play, and I don't have any reason why I've played good or bad in any one stadium.
Well, I think Matt Carpenter, a lot of people are excited that you're here. Matt Carpenter seems to be the most excited. How well do you know him, and have you talked to him since I'm a Cardinal?
Yeah, he texted me. We go back a little bit, you know, played maybe against each other in high school, definitely in college when he was at TCU and I was at Texas State. I don't think we saw each other in the minor leagues, but there was always that connection of both being from Houston and being from that area, and then, you know, kind of came up at the same time to the big leagues and always got to compete against each other. Definitely watching him play, you know, love his game, love the way he hits and plays, and so versatile, and just excited to see him on a daily basis and learn from him and learn from a lot of the great players here. And I just know there's so much experience, there's so much wisdom, there's so much talent, and just excited to be part of it. And like I said, I think just there's ways those guys, hopefully I'm going to be picking their brains. They're probably going to get tired of me asking questions and trying to, you know, even the pitchers, hey, what did you have on me? What can I work on? How are guys attacking me? And just, you know, do my part to try to help us.
There's been, you know, increasingly in baseball, it seems that, you know, players are hit when they hit 30, they're almost viewed as, you know, old in baseball terms. But your career's been remarkably reliable, consistent. What do you think has been the secret for your performance, and what do you think will be the secret to continuing that?
We'll see. I'll ask Yachty. He's been doing it better than anyone for as long as anyone. I just try to prepare every day and try to take it day by day and just try to work hard, work smart, and just give it my best effort. I don't look too far down the road. I just try to stay in the present moment, take it at bat by bat, and see what happens. I mean, you try to be smart. You try to train smart and all that type of stuff. There's no magic pill. And just try to keep learning and keep getting better, improving, because I know all the other teams are, all the other players are. So if you're just staying still, then, you know, everyone's going to pass you by. And I just go out there and play to the best of my ability, give it everything I have, and kind of see what happens.
Paul, do you think you're an underrated player?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't read anything out there. I enjoy playing. I like to go out there and compete. It's fun to compete against, you know, the opposing pitcher and catcher. And I'll miss competing against Yachty, I guess, when we would come in here. I mean, he was great to the way he calls a game and the pitchers here. I'll miss it, but also enjoy it that I don't have to face him. And that's just the fun part of the game is going out there and competing, especially as a team. I talked about the times in Arizona when we were able to win. Man, there's the celebrations of, you know, winning the wild card game or winning the division. Those are my fondest memories, just because it happens as a team. You see ownership, you see the front office, you see the players, coaching staff, clubhouse, you know, PR, all the whole organization, the fans, and just the joy that comes as doing something as a group rather than an individual. Those are my fondest memories, the greatest joy, and, you know, hopefully can, you know, do it again and even bigger.
Paul, you mentioned how much you loved Arizona, and you had spring training right at home, and everything was centered there. This is kind of an upheaval in your life with spring training in Florida now and being in a new place. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, those are just logistics. We'll get it taken care of. Of course, it was really convenient there, but, you know, when I first got there, I didn't live there, so that's, you know, we made it easy, and you always find a way to find a place to work out and prepare, and you know, I'll do that now. I'll be at a different facility, but I'll be able to get everything done, get down to Florida, and be ready to go for spring training and then opening day.
Kind of exciting, though, your whole life is new now.
Yeah. Well, not my whole life, but, you know, baseball is, you know, it's a different spot, but, you know, it is exciting. Change is exciting. It's different, you know, so it's not, I just don't see it as, you know, my whole life being different, but, you know, you make arrangements. I've always had other places that I could go work out or go train and had backup plans. I mean, you can get traded any time. So I feel like always having the back of your head, you always knew it's a possibility. I think from the outside, everyone always, you know, kind of looked at it, oh, there's no way they're going to trade you, or, you know, maybe it was more likely this offseason, but I always knew it was a possibility. So you're always preparing for that, having other places to make sure that I can prepare it. I didn't get the call 2 days ago and then say, oh, oh my gosh, now what do I do? It was, you know, hey, this could always happen. Let me be prepared for that. You know, make sure as soon as I can, you know, start moving and getting ready to be ready on opening day. And whatever it takes to do that, you know, I'll make it happen.
Along those lines, did you expect at some point this offseason to be dealt? And in your conversations with Arizona, did you feel that it was more likely now than ever before?
I don't know how likely it was in the past, but I knew it was definitely a possibility. I don't want to say it was more or less likely, but definitely no. And like I said, I wasn't like following the rumors and all that on a daily basis, but around town, you know, somebody would say something or a friend would text me. So as much as I tried to ignore it, you kind of knew it was hanging there. And I really have an opinion. I just, if it happened, then, you know, I'd go after that, you know, wherever it was, whether it was this organization or somebody else. And, you know, if it didn't, then I was in a great spot in Arizona and, you know, I'd continue trying to help them win a championship.
Well, you mentioned the pursuit of a left-handed bat. What form would that take in terms of lineup, bench, player?
Well, you know, when you look at our everyday lineup right now, we're pretty excited about it. I think when you're looking at the roles that we still could fit, it would seem to be more of a utility type player that would make more sense for us. But, you know, we still have about 2 months before spring training, 3 months before opening day. So, like, we're not on the clock to say we have to have our team ready by the time we get back from Vegas next week. So, I mean, we're going to take our time. We're going to be diligent on what we think can help us get better. As I mentioned, the needs that we still want to address, but we are not saying that by next Friday we're done with that. There's just, we're going to be active at the winter meetings, but, you know, we feel really confident about our club right now.
Would you think that you have your opening day starting 8 on your roster right now?
I think that's highly probable, yes.
Paul, a lot of the description was of your bat.
What are some of the influences that you've had defensively, either coaches or other first basemen that you've looked at? You gave your first Gold Glove to your parents, is that correct?
My second one, but I kept that first one. I mean, you know, I kind of grew up playing like in Little League, you know, I was always like middle infielder. And then as I grew, moved to third and first, I'd say, you know, my college coach, Ty Harrington, he was a middle infielder. So he helped me a lot in college. And then I think in the minor leagues, Tony Perez-Chica was our minor league infield coordinator with the Diamondbacks. And, you know, he worked with me a ton. Now he's the third base coach and the infield coach in the big leagues. Definitely deserves that because he's been great. And then, you know, when I got to the big leagues, man, we had veteran first basemen around my first few years, and so we had guys like Xavier Nady, Lyle Overbay probably had a huge impact on it. He was a great defensive first baseman, lefty, but you know, he taught me a lot, and really just tried to learn and watch other first basemen. And you know, I'm a little spoiled; I get to talk to guys at first base, so somebody else would get over there, like a Votto or someone who's a great defensive first baseman. I could, you know, pick his brain. What do you do on this play or that play? Maybe he won't share as much anymore now, but I think I just have been trying to get better, you know, every year. And it's, you know, defense is an important part of the game, and we're seeing it get rated, you know, and getting even more and more important, or they're valuing it more. And so I just was, you know, it's another way you can help the team. You can have a bad day offensively, but you make a diving play, you can, you know, still help the team win. That was something Kirk Gibson always talked about. Hey, you can make a play on defense, or you can, you know, do something base running or some, there's other ways to impact the game besides just, you know, driving and runs and getting on base. And so I think just having a lot of those mentors talking to me about how important it was and ways that it can impact the game, it just made it, you know, that important to me.
Parrish, when you were looking at roster construction this winter, one thing that Paul obviously brings is that top of the movie poster kind of star quality in a baseball player. Is there room at the top of that poster for a name next to his, or is this sort of what the headline really wants to look like for you guys for this winter?
I think Mo addressed somewhat that, you know, this was a target that we were pursuing for a while and a big part of what we were trying to do this offseason. We're excited about where we are. We never stop looking for ways to improve the roster, for moves to make. But you know, I don't think there's very many players that could headline a poster much better than Paul Goldschmidt, so I think we're in pretty good shape.
Let's take one or two more. We've got to keep Paul on schedule with his travels, and I know some of you want to meet with him individually. So one or two more at the dais, and then we'll break into individual sessions.
Tony La Russa has told pretty much all of us that he thinks that you're as close to Albert Pujols as there is. pretty established baseball guy. How does that make you feel?
It's a great compliment. I don't know if it's true. I think the biggest thing is, you know, you just got to go and earn it every day, and you got to show up and you got to play. So people can say whatever they want. And I mean, these guys have said some very nice things about me, but if you don't go out there and show up and do it with actions and performance and the way you actually are in the clubhouse and in the cage and on the field, you know, it really doesn't matter. So it's great, I guess, but my biggest focus is just, you know, moving forward and trying to keep getting better and improve and help us win. So don't get caught up in that stuff too much. And there's always ways to get better. There's, you know, lots of ways that I can improve, and just trying to work on that in the off season and get ready for next year and try to help us win.